Hello everyone, welcome to the Art of Selling podcast. On this show, we talk about all the best kept sales secrets when it comes to your marketing and sales strategies. And over the last couple of years, we spent close to R1 million, you know, learning from the best marketing gurus, sales experts, and business coaches. And today we're sharing all of that information for free. There's no catch, just approach the show with an open mind, leave your ego at the door, and maybe just practice some of these tips within your business. Now in studio, I've got Gilbert Kumpukwe.
Good to be here.
And Vikas van Wyk.
Yeah, fantastic.
Awesome. Nice to have you guys. In today's show, we want to talk about customer segmentation, why it's important, how to, you know, practically go about it when it comes to improving your marketing and sales strategies. Now, customer segmentation is very simple. I'll quickly just define it for us so that we're all on the same page. It's basically segmenting your customers in different ways. The classic example would be to look at a sports nutrition brand, understanding that they might sell sports nutrition products, but different people might have different goals within, you know, their target market. So their target market might be health and fitness enthusiasts, but within that market, you have different people with different goals, even though they're all health related. For example, you might have people who want to lose weight. You might have people who want to build muscle. You might have people who want to increase athletic performance. So even though it's one portion of the market, which is health and fitness enthusiasts, within that umbrella, you have segments of customers or potential customers that you could potentially speak to. And this goes for, you know, the buying journey up until they become a client or a customer, and then also post-purchase journey. Basically, once they've bought from you, you know, they still are going to continue changing into different kinds of segments within the business.
Yeah,
and we can touch on that as well. And Gilbert, we were sharing an example prior to the show, which I thought, you know, was very valuable. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to quickly, you know, share that with everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on it. Can go a little bit deeper to, I don't know, the second segment of it or second phase of it, where you mentioned the first phase, you know, having customers that are buying specific, you know, products, maybe, you know, individuals who are wanting to bulk up. So they'll be receiving, you know, products that help them to bulk, maybe whey products, and any sort of, you know, supplements that help them to gain. But then on top of that, and I mean, this is all underpinning on the fact that we're talking about personalization, marketing personalization. We want to resonate with these individuals, and that's what it's all about, right? It's, exactly, it's making sure that the people on the person on the other end, the message they're receiving actually resonates with them. But then to go into, I called it the second stage of it, is where it now look, you're looking at the customer and where they are within your business. So you typically get the new customers that come in, that start buying your product, you know, they're excited, and, you know, you're focusing a lot on the brand experience, making sure that buyer's remorse is far at bay, because you want to make sure that they have a great post purchase experience. And, you know, this is a customer that just recently joined you, let's say 2 days ago, but at some point they're going to stop being classified as a new customer, right? They're going to stop becoming an existing customer. And maybe now it's been a year and they're continuing to buy products from you. And there's a sense of loyalty, yeah? There's a sense of loyalty at this stage. And here you are ensuring that they're still happy, or at least that's what we should be doing, is ensuring that our existing customers are still happy with us. We're always innovating, maybe introducing new products that they might like. And later on, at some point, what happens is that there's like an inflection point. They went from being a new customer to then become an existing customer, to then possibly starting to becoming a declining customer. And what I mean by a declining customer is you notice that they're no more buying as often as they used to. They've maybe skipped the last two products in the last 6 months or whatever the case may be, depending on obviously what products you're selling. And they slowly and slowly start engaging with your, let's say, marketing messages. They're not opening the emails anymore that you're sending. And they're barely purchasing products. Even if you do bring out new products, you know, they're not really engaging with anything that you're doing. And at some point, they've probably become a, what I refer to as a lapsed customer. they have not bought from you in the last maybe 2 years even. They're still in your database. However, there is no form of engagement. There's no form of excitement to want to buy anything from you. And at that point, that is a customer that is probably lost and has moved on. And the reason why they also move on is because, as human beings, the 25-year-old Gilbert is not the same as the 35-year-old Gilbert. Mm. My preferences have changed. My habits, my individual, my character has changed. And so therefore I no longer resonate the way I did when I was 25, when I was 28 with your brand. But it's understanding that it can be typical to experience customers who eventually lapse at some point in time, but it's also understanding now that you need to continue your marketing messaging, your personalization every stage of that journey, not just the customer journey that they take to become a customer, the sales journey, but what is that journey afterwards when they are with you from the time they're new to the time that they become lapsed? And how do you continue to market to these individuals depending on which stages of that lifetime they
are? It's actually a really good point, because the way you're going to communicate to them is going to be completely different to a new customer. Mm. I don't know if you have anything to add.
Yeah, I actually have a classic example. Mm-hmm. So
I have a cool example to mention after.
Oh, cool. So there, I'm actually looking at myself and reflecting on my journey over the last 10 years. And 10 years ago, I was an avid, supplement user. Sports nutrition was my thing. I used to buy whey protein pre-workout. I wanted to build as much muscle as possible back then. And I used to hit the gym 4 or 5 times a week. So, if I was on anybody's list that was catering, for me, then I would have received muscle building emails, articles, potentially ads. On the back of that, those products would have been marketed to me and I would have bought them religiously every, month or so. But, I became a dad in the meantime. We started a business in the meantime. So my focus was less on trying to build muscle. My focus was more just on trying to stay in shape, keeping my dad bod at bay. So now the messaging, would have changed more to, this is how you can stay in shape with a limited amount of time. These are a couple of products that can help you do that. And if you had to continue sending me the same messages you sent me 5 or 6 years ago, I probably would have become very despondent to those messages because they don't resonate with me anymore. And this is the whole point of the episode and the conversation today, is that we need to continue resonating with people, but what resonates today might not resonate tomorrow, whether that is the front end buying journey and sales cycle, or whether it is the back end. Both of them need to be constantly adjusted, and those segmentations need to be kept almost like they need to be cleaned up to ensure that everybody who's in those segments are actually truly who they say who they are, so that we can send them the messages that will obviously resonate with them and essentially help us increase the overall engagement, which will then lead to sales.
Yeah, it's so crucial actually. And it's understanding like when is that inflection point as to when they move over to the next stage. It's crucial to understand the buyer's journey or the complete buyer's journey, not just how to acquire those customers. But the example that I wanted to use is from a local business side or direct to consumer side, and is in the solar niche when it comes to lead generation. I know we've been dealing with a couple of solar clients recently, and we all know about our power shortage and whatnot. But there's different reasons why people want to get off the grid. So there's people that just want a load shedding system, and there's people that might want a full solar system and completely go off grid. And the way you are going to communicate to each of those people are going to be completely different in your ads, because the one is literally just looking to subside load shedding. The other one is looking to completely go off grid, mm-hmm. save money every single month or whatever the case may be. And the price of those two, like a load shedding system might cost $15,000 at best, depending on what system, obviously, but generally it's around there. And then a full solar system for an entire house of 4 or 5 people would cost you $200,000 to $250,000. So it's a complete different product, same goal a lot of the time, but the product and the communication of how you sell it to is completely different. And I think that's also ties beautifully into segmenting your customers.
Yeah, it's understanding really what types of nuances there are within your, customer or target market. And everybody is at a different point in their journey. Everybody's got different goals. And I think the health and fitness example is so classic because, okay, you get the front end, you get the back end. And, from a front end perspective, You know, it's understanding that if I had people in my email list, for example, that I just send general health messages to, and I sent an article specifically around weight loss, there's going to be someone who is 60 kilograms who's dying to pick up 10 Ks over the next couple of months, who's going to sit there going, but this is not for me. So I'm not going to open that. And that's going to impact my overall open rate. That's going to impact my server health. That's going to impact, you know, the next couple of emails I might be sending to my database and the engagement rate on that as well. So there's an implication more on a granular level that a lot of people don't necessarily know. But a worst thing that can potentially happen to you is that, you know, people just become despondent completely and they don't feel like you really have a good idea of what they actually want. And they just aren't going to unsubscribe.
Yeah.
So sorry, you want to give an example?
Yeah, no, like it also ties in about people, like usually when I talk to business owners, it's just like, hey, we are running an ad, or like they just have like a tick box of, hey, we are doing marketing. And it's like you said, like it's not about, are you doing marketing? It's about how well you are doing marketing, or like how deep you actually go into that. And what I take from this conversation we're having is like, we think a lot deeper about these journeys and about these things and the nuances of these things. And it's so crucial when you run a business to go a lot deeper than service level of, hey, we are running ads. Cool. We are promoting solar products. Okay, cool. Nobody is paying attention to that. Like, we don't understand why. Like, it's, you really need to think on a deeper level about even, these things.
Even, for example, like a fragrance brand we were chatting earlier is that, you know, you would think that if you were targeting males, then, you know, you would just want fragrance. But it goes deeper than that. So, for example, you can come up with different types of ads for different types of times. So you can have an ad run on Facebook specifically for people, for females who have male partners who have an anniversary coming up.
Mm.
You can literally have a message for females and sell them male fragrances and say, 9 out of 10 men love this.
Mm.
This is one of the best anniversary gifts that you can potentially buy your man.
Yeah.
Have that show as an evergreen ad. And that is one portion of your target market. The second portion would be obviously just targeting males who might want to replenish, you know, their fragrance, or maybe try something new. And these are different ways that you could potentially look at it. And that's more on the front end. But then on the back end, you know, you might have a younger version of someone might be more appealing to stronger fragrances. And as you get older, maybe that that might necessarily change, and it might become a bit more classy, or it might become, you know, a little bit more subtle, whatever you want to call it. And it's understanding these changes that's so crucial, and adapting our marketing and sales messages accordingly at the end of the day.
So easy to you know, come up with a marketing message that you're sitting with, I don't know, 14,000 database of people, and you know, you just want to hit send and it goes to all of them, right? And that marketing message, those are the ones that where people do become, you know, despondent to, because of the fact that you're now seeing them as just an average, typical new customer, existing customer. You're seeing them all the same, but you're not realizing that they may be at a different stage in their life. They may be looking for something that is actually helping to answer whatever problems they have at that point in time. And I think it's so important also just to, you know, and this is where it starts going to those conversations around customer loyalty, loyalty points, rewards programs. Do you have things like this in place that help you to keep the existing customers happy, ensuring that they continue to have such a long lifespan with you? And how are you speaking to them, you know? And I think it's, you know, especially with e-commerce stores, you can go as far as segmenting people based off of the ones that are, you know, buying from you the most frequent, the ones that are spending the top dollar, and you know you have that 1% of people, and how you're going to be communicating to them. Like, you can literally go in as far as segmenting that audience so that you can speak to them and articulate yourself in a way that resonates really well.
So I was listening to Gary Vee's podcast back in the day. I think it was when he had his Daily V, but he had some podcast chatting to business owners. I can't remember the name of it specifically, but it was like 2017. And he was specifically chatting to someone in the restaurant niche, and it was a restaurant business owner. And he asked this guy, how do you go about, you know, making sure that your customers always have the best experience? And this was so beautiful. And maybe some people might, you know, remember this who have also seen it. He said, when a new customer comes into our restaurant, we can identify whether this person has been with us or not, because we will ask them. We would say, hey, have you been with us before? And they would just think it's a general question. Like, yeah, we've been here before. Love it here. Or, no, I've never been here before. So that's how they identify whether someone has been there or not.
Dude, that's scary simple.
So what they then do is they, if you've been there before, they will give you, I don't know the exact color of, you know, the napkin that they would put on your lap or whatever it may be. But in this case, he was using a red and a white example. So for hypothetical reasons, they would give a new customer, you know, a white napkin on their table. So they would come, set the table, and they would remove everything and kind of like almost repack it, and they would make sure that you get a white napkin. So everybody who saw a white napkin would know that that customer is new and he's never been here before. So what are we going to do? We're going to give that guy the best fucking experience possible. And what happens at the end? Hey, listen, cheesecake on me on the house if you open
to it. Holy crap.
And the guy goes, oh, sure, thanks. And then if someone comes through the door and say, look, we've been here before, they would give them a red napkin. So they would set the table, make it red. Now all the waiters know this guy's been here before. And what do? Exact same thing. Like they start to go, hey, have you tried this wine before? What wine did you try last time? Hey, you've been here before.
It's like personalizing the experience. So
the
guy,
the customer walking in and having this experience is sitting there going, yeah, last time I had this. You're right. You remember me. Like even though the waiter might not even remember them, they're just like, hey, you've been here before. Like, and long story short, at the end of the day, it boils down to that personal touch is just what people really crave. And if you can implement it into your marketing and sales strategy, it will pay dividends in money for the business.
So what I want to mention is like that strategy is so beautiful because not only does it keep your staff in a way in line to kind of like have consciously be like, this is a new customer, we need to do our absolute best. This is an existing customer, we need to give them a personalized experience. Like that's going to be in your staff's mind all the time when they deliver their service. And then also the customer is going to feel like when they have the red napkin, they're going to feel like they're getting a personalized experience, and the new customers are going to obviously get the best experience. So that, from both sides of the equation, it's beautiful.
Makes a lot of sense. But so customer segmentation, I think it's really crucial. There is maybe one or two things we can still add. But to round up, I think the importance is that the goal of marketing is always to resonate with the person on the other side. And it's very difficult to do if you don't really truly understand their pain points. And the more you filter and segment your potential customers or customer list, the more you can identify and resonate with those pain points, which means you can better kind of like position, you know, your product as a solution, which means there might be a higher uptake in engagement and potential sales. And it could be applied for every single industry, you know, regardless of what kind of business type you have. It's just about asking yourself really, you know, what is going to be the best way to start as soon as possible. And it will most likely just be everybody listening to this, hopefully, who is running a business, has got customers. So it's asking yourself, what kind of customers have I had, you know, over the last couple of years? And how can I create a segment out of the different types of customers that I've had? So with that said, let's maybe just talk about one or two practical examples that you can maybe consider for your business. Let's start on the online and e-commerce space. Gil, I don't know if you've got anything to share for us.
Yeah, I mean, on e-commerce side, practically, like I mentioned before, you can literally segment audiences depending on, I mean, if you're especially like a Shopify owner and you've got your store on that, it's easy to segment customers based off of how frequently they've bought, how much they're spending.
What they've bought.
Yes, what they've bought. So, I mean, all these are there available at your, at your hands, so that you can essentially segment, depending also on what type of tools you're using. So there's tools like OmniSend from an email side that actually help already segment audiences for you. They can, the technology behind it tells you what sort of customers you haven't engaged with you in, you know, the last 6 months, which customers you potentially also might be on the verge of losing. And you can then tailor your marketing messages to those individuals using the tools themselves, because they actually give you those insights based off of how people have been engaging or disengaging with your email marketing. So you do have these tools as well that you can leverage. But I think it's also important just to take some time out and really understand who your customers are and where they are in the journey based off of some tools in front of you.
Yeah, so taking it to more of a local business example, when we go back to the solar kind of niche or industry, you need to understand what the main goal is of what your customers are trying to achieve. You need to tailor your marketing, obviously, to those types of customers. And then as soon as they have become a lead, it's important to make sure that you have some sort of email automation or something in place that shows them actual results or past projects and happy clients and stuff like that, because it's just part of the buyer's journey. And because that's the second segment after somebody's shown interest is show them that you are credible and you know what you're doing and that they can trust you up until the point where they actually convert into a customer. And then it's about understanding, cool, what do they need next from you? Do they need maintenance? They probably need the things clean, so you can all obviously tailor other email sequences and stuff to them, or maybe call them 3 months later or every 3 months to make sure that their system gets cleaned regularly or maintained or whatever the case may be. So yeah, like it's obviously understanding and dissecting it, dissecting the entire customer journey and understanding what you can do in every stage.
Yeah, 100%. There you guys have it. I don't think there's much that I can add. The examples are quite clear, quite simple from our perspective. And if you've got any questions, got any comments, maybe just drop them below the video, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you're watching. We really appreciate you giving us your attention. You know, for those of you who are watching and listening. And yeah, we'll see you again next week. Thanks so much, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.